Hi everybody, this is Gad Saad. Last night and earlier today, I posted a bunch of tweets regarding the parasitic entitlement of student loan forgiveness or the cancellation of student loans. And so I thought I would first read some of the tweets in question and then maybe add a few comments. So what started off was the following set of tweets that I posted yesterday. There is no moral argument for canceling student debt. People made these decisions of their own volition. Accordingly, they must honor their contract. Others made similar decisions and worked hard to pay every cent back. Why are some people's debts forgiven? Why should others subsidize your bullshit degree in feminist glaciology? If you gamble at a casino and lose, the taxpayers don't bail you out. Make the right informed decision. Caveat emptor. Free tuition simply means that random strangers get to pay for your education. That's not a universal right. This parasitic sense of entitlement needs to be permanently defeated. AOC, occasional cortex, and Bernie Sanders are relics of a repeatedly failed economic system, true parasites. And then I added several additional tweets, which I'll read for you here. Give me a second. One second. All right, here we go. Dear taxpayers, I'd like to pursue a degree in queering theology and intersectional architecture at Wellesley. It will cost $80,000 per year, and the job market is next to nil. When I default on my no loans, I'll expect you to pay for it. If you disagree to this, you are right wing. It is my human right to pursue an education that is worthless, and it's my human right that random strangers pay for it. I must now head off to study for my preparatory course titled Why Hitler is Less Bad Than Trump. Please work hard and save for my education, bigots. All right, continuing. I can't believe that blue-collar welders are complaining about working a few extra hours per day to pay for my intersectional queering architecture degree. They are so effing selfish and stupid. A bunch of Trump hicks who don't appreciate the value of my Wellesley degree. Continuing along the same theme. Dear right-wing taxpayers, here are the courses that I plan to take, and I expect you to pay $80,000 per year on my behalf. If you disagree, you are Hitler. And so here I'm going to list for you some of the courses. Gardening as a form of botanical homophobia. Fat, so, curing diabetes through intersectional fatness. Queering mathematics. Dissecting natural selection through critical race theory. The pedagogy of reimagining the police, defund the police, a post-structural praxis perspective, Sam Harris, colon, Trump is an existential threat, physics as a form of white privilege, on the menstrual cycle of boys, socialist economics, everything is free, America as a genocidal state built on white supremacy, bone broth as a form of culinary genocide. Are you white? There's a cure for that. How to wash the feet of mentors of color. And finally, the scientific method must fall, ways of knowing. And then, so now here I was referring to some of the rebuttals that I would get from, some of the folks who wanted to weigh in who are way, way smarter than me. But just their genius hasn't yet been identified. So they toil in mom's basement while the world waits to discover their genius. So here's one that I put up. Some of the super smart progressive folks are writing me in anger, stating that it is unreasonable to expect young people to have understood the tuition contracts that they were signing because, bruh, prefrontal cortex develops until age 25. But three-year-old kids can announce that they are transgender because they are old enough to know. And then I shared a link to a sad truth clip that I posted a few days ago on how progressives view age-related phenomena. So remember, you can't expect young adults who are 20, 21 years old to have understood the intricacies of the contract that they signed, because, you know, their prefrontal cortexes are simply not developed enough. But they should be allowed to vote at 16, as some Democrats are now wanting to do. And they should also go fight wars when they're 17. But, and also, if they kill someone when they're 17 years old, 364 days old, well, they're just a child. They didn't know right from wrong when they premeditated the murder of their parents to get the insurance money. They're just children. But if they're 3 years old and then self-identify as being transgender, then, hey, don't question that because you're a bigot. I also received comments where people say, well, why are you complaining about student loans? Are you okay when the government bails out, say, in 2008, the financial industry or the car industry? That's what whataboutism is, right? So if I weigh in on how bad Ted Bundy is and he should be arrested, that says nothing about whether I think that Jeffrey Dahmer is a nice guy or not. Jeffrey Dahmer is bad, so is Ted Bundy. So I can certainly, in a separate conversation, weigh in on when and how and under what context governments should be bailing out industries. But this says nothing about the general point that I'm making here, which is if people decide to enter of their own volition a contract, then they don't get to say, but bruh, you know, I was too young to really know what I was doing. I was promised something else. No. In a free market, you make decisions. If you decide that feminist glaciology at Oberlin College at $80,000 a year is something that you want to pursue because it will look good on your resume when you work as a blue-haired barista at Starbucks, then that's your right to do so. But it's not incumbent on other people to then bail you out because you didn't get the high-paying job that you expected when you studied feminist dance therapy, okay? So the market has a way of remunerating people as a function of how valuable it is, the training that they're getting. That's why welders do get paid a lot of money via trade school. Feminist art therapy doesn't get paid well because there isn't a long lineup of people looking to receive psychological healing via feminist dance. So you're allowed in a free society to pursue all sorts of bullshit degrees, but that doesn't mean that the government bails you out. That doesn't mean that taxpayers bail you out. And again, this says nothing about the fact that it may not be the best way for these types of loans to be structured. I do agree with those who say that universities who have huge endowments should be incurring a lot more of the risk associated with these loans rather than passing it on to the government. So many of the positions that people have raised as a result of my posting these positions are in many cases perfectly valid, but it doesn't take away from my central point, which is in a free society where there is full disclosure of information, you make a decision and you live with it. So, and again, by the way, when I compare, when I drew an analogy between the tuition fees and going to the casino, someone writes, are you saying that education is like gambling? I mean, what kind of special imbecile must you be to not understand what I'm analogizing there? All I am saying is when you gamble with your money, whether it be through getting an education or through putting it on a roulette machine, there are consequences to these gambles, right? If I decide that I want to buy a Maserati, even though I can't afford it, because the status increase that I receive from those around me is simply too difficult to walk away from, well, then I suffer the consequences if I'm unable to pay the monthly lease payments of the Maserati. The government doesn't come along and say, oh, but you didn't know any better. You didn't know that you'd get tons of beautiful women by buying the Maserati. You didn't get the gorgeous neighbor that you were trying to impress. Well, don't worry about it. The taxpayer will pay for you. What I am speaking about here is personal agency, personal responsibility. There are endless ways by which you can succeed in life, some of which don't require a liberal arts degree from Oberlin College. And again, I'm the last one to denigrate education. I'm the one who consistently says, we should be seeking to educate ourselves every minute of every day of our lives. But there are many ways by which you can be educated. You can be educated formally. You could be an autodidactic person. You can engage in lifelong learning. So there are many ways by which you can enrich yourself intellectually that doesn't involve you having to pursue a bullshit degree at Wellesley College. So again, I'm not making any arguments other than the very specific delineated argument, which is that it is morally wrong to sign a contract and don't give me the nonsense of, but they didn't know any better, they didn't know the small print in the contract. When you sign a contract, you sign a contract. I sign a mortgage deal, I sign an insurance deal, I sign all sorts of contracts. I sign a book deal. It is incumbent on each of the two parties who signed the deal to know what the conditions are. And then if you feel at the end of the day that this is a contract that you're willing to enter, then you enter it with all of the benefits or repercussions that might come with either honoring the contract or of being in violation of the contract. Okay, it's about personal agency and personal responsibility. So when the socialists come along and say, hey, we're going to cancel, it's going to be free. It's not free, right? There's no such thing as free. All you're doing is transferring the burden of who pays for this to other people, right? So the hardworking person who worked three jobs to pay their loan, how do they feel when you cancel the debt? Or how do the millions of people who have to service the debt, right? It doesn't magically go away. Someone has to pay for it. So should someone who's never met you, who is considered a taxpayer, pay because you decided to study feminist dance therapy? And when I keep saying these types of BS courses, that's because my point is that there is a mechanism by which valuable degrees are properly priced in the market. So if, for example, you want to become a neurosurgeon, there are mechanisms by which, you know, you could agree to be funded through the military, right? The ROTC programs. And then they will pay for your education. Then you'll have to serve for 4 years. Then, for example, you go to medical school, then you have to serve for a number of years in rural areas because that's part of your repayment. So the market has a good way. It's not perfect. Markets are not perfect, right? Notwithstanding the assumption of, you know, perfect markets. But the markets have a way of pricing things. So you decide you want to study some baloney degree at some prestigious school, that's on you. That's not for taxpayers to fund it. Okay? That should not be a controversial position. Honorable people honor their contracts. Parasites presume that others will pay for their decisions. Have a good day, everybody. Cheers.